Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a new week, a new month. It is Monday, April 1st. We've got a lot of things coming up in our forecast we'll be taking a look at. We'll also be taking a look at a deadly crash in Wichita.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A fairly warm start to the morning here in Wichita, with thunderstorm chances increasing by later on this afternoon and this evening. We have our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
Currently in Wichita, we do have some scattered mist in the area. It is 65 degrees, and we're looking for a warm forecast today, high of 75. One person has died following a crash on 47th Street South near Woodlawn. This was yesterday afternoon between Oliver and Rock Road on 47 South, south of McConnell Air Force Base. One person was on a motorcycle going east and crossed the center line, hit an oncoming car going westbound. The operator of that motorcycle died at the scene. Sheriff's office says there were two motorcycles going east at the time of the accident, and the investigation is trying to look to see if speed may have played a factor in this deadly crash. The cleanup in the Port of Baltimore continues.
Crews in Baltimore working hard to remove thousands of tons of debris from the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. Dive teams were in the Patapsco River yesterday surveying parts of that bridge. They also checked over the massive cargo ship that rammed into it last week. Meanwhile, crews above the water continue to cut the bridge into pieces for removal. It could take weeks to get this cleaned up to get the Port of Baltimore back up and running.
And that's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer with that report. The attorney general in Texas says he's investigating Wichita's Spirit AeroSystems over the quality of its work on Boeing planes.
The Texas official said he's looking into Spirit due to what he says are apparent manufacturing defects that led to numerous concerning or dangerous incidents. A Spirit spokesperson said Friday the company does not comment on investigations, but is focused on making the highest quality products for Boeing and other customers. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is asking the company to turn over more than 2 years worth of documents about flaws in manufacturing and also about the company's effort to create a diverse workforce. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
As of today, the homeless in Wichita no longer have access at the city's emergency winter shelter. So advocates are planning an event today, connecting unhoused residents with resources to help them. The last full day at the emergency shelter at 21st and Grove was yesterday. After residents have breakfast at the shelter this morning, they will be taken to a neighborhood resources event. It's going to be in the parking lot of St. John's Episcopal Church at 3rd and Topeka. During this event today, unhoused Wichita residents will learn about various services, including food assistance, employment, education, housing assistance, and mental and physical health. The city of Wichita is all part of this, along with Project Hope, Humankind Ministries, Breakthrough Episcopal Social Services, and St. John's Episcopal Church, all hosting the event. That's today, once again, downtown at 3rd and Topeka, 9:30 this morning to 3 o'clock this afternoon. The city is still working on its plan for next year's winter shelter. America's top diplomat traveling overseas for a major NATO meeting.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to France and Belgium starting this week. In France, the State Department says Blinken will meet with Emmanuel Macron to discuss the ongoing war in Israel and efforts to, quote, prevent escalation of the conflict in Gaza. The secretary will then head to Brussels for the NATO foreign ministers meeting,
which coincides with the 75th anniversary of NATO on April 4th.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller. The meeting comes as the UN approved a ceasefire resolution concerning Israel and Gaza, and the U.S. faced pushback from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the Biden administration's decision to abstain and not to veto. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A man suffered critical injuries after a hit-and-run accident in northeast Wichita last week near 13th and Hillside. 64-year-old man was hit by a sedan. So far this year, 36 people have been injured in pedestrian accidents just in the first quarter of the year. It's 7 more than the same time last year. A big crowd expected at the White House today. And an iconic Vegas casino will soon close its doors. Talk about that. And, of course, get our full weather forecast as we keep an eye to the sky tonight. It's coming up, KNSS News Time, 8:06. .09 with Stephen Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. President Biden and the First Lady welcoming thousands of people today.
Some 40,000 people are expected for what the White House says will be their biggest Easter egg roll ever today. They'll be coming to the White House grounds in 9 separate groups. Kids of all ages will be able to see costumed characters like Winnie the Pooh and Snoopy. They've got a reading nook, live music, what they're calling a field trip to the farm, a snack time tent, and of course, children rolling eggs along the grass. On Wednesday, the president speaks on lowering health care costs. For Thursday, a reception celebrating Greek Independence Day. And on Friday, the president heads to his home state of Delaware for the weekend. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
An iconic casino in Las Vegas closing its doors.
Just 2 days shy of its 67th anniversary, the Tropicana Hotel on the Las Vegas Strip will shut down for good Tuesday. Bally's Corporation, the owner and operator of the nearly 1,500-room Miami-themed resort, says the gaming floor will close around 3 a.m., with checkout and meal services being halted around noon. The site, set to become the future home of a $1.5 billion ballpark for the Oakland A's, with the team expected to move to Las Vegas ahead of the 2028 baseball season. The Tropicana, which opened its doors in April of 1957, one of the oldest hotels on the Strip. Demolition of the property is slated for later this year. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
It's 8:10, coming up on 8:11 with Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This morning we've got, taking a quick look at things in traffic, a report of debris on the roadway. This is southbound I-135, and it's right at the entrance ramp from K-96. So again, that's the ramp from K-96 to southbound I-135. You want to watch for some debris reported in the roadway there. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Now they've got two convenient locations, downtown at Market and Waterman, and at 47th Street South in Broadway in the former Kmart building there. You can see it all at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear, your home for complete car care.
And a look at our weather forecast here on the first day of the month. High today of 75 degrees. Yeah, warming up today, mostly cloudy and breezy. But then we got low pressure and approaching cold front coming in, possibly strong thunderstorms by early this evening. Much cooler rain overnight expected, low down to 38 degrees. And then tomorrow, whoa, much cooler, windy. After some rain showers come to an end tomorrow morning, a high only 56 tomorrow. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south, some scattered mist in the area. It is 65 degrees here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. KNSS weather is brought to you by the Monarch. Hey, whiskey lovers, come to the Monarch for nightcap specials every night, 10 to midnight. Get half-priced pints and $7 signature old fashions. Hey, the Monarch, West Douglas in historic Delano. What a great place to hang out, the Monarch. 812 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, as we were just talking about. It sounds like a carnival day at the White House on Easter Monday, annual big event, the Easter Egg Roll. Let's check in with Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern from the nation's capital. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
This it seems like they're bringing in, what, 40,000 people this year? That's going to be a cavalcade of goings-on at the White House.
Well, and they're running a little bit behind schedule because there was a pretty big rainstorm earlier this morning. So they are starting to open it up here a little bit later than they had intended. They had to bring some folks inside because of some thunder and lightning. But this is an annual tradition, a little bit earlier in the year this year than usual. But, yeah, about 40,000 families will show up. But it goes all day long, kind of starting around 7 or 8 this morning, goes into about evening. And listen, it's a fun time. I've brought my son a couple of times, and it's always a new theme, usually educational in nature. This year, egg-ucational is what they are calling it, with the First Lady setting up a lot of different booths for kids to learn about kind of farming and the egg industry. There are STEM and reading sections as well, and then obviously the egg roll itself, which is when you try and roll a wooden egg with a spoon. It's a tradition that goes back a long time, more than 150 years or so. And it started because kids were doing this at the U.S. Capitol and were kicked off the property there. And the president at the time opened up the White House lawn and said, "You can do it here."
Do you know what president it was?
I should. I want to say I should. I had it in front of me, and now I don't. But it's always a fun time, and I think you know, it's one of those events where you kind of get to see the president a little bit more relaxed. So, and there you go. It was president. By the way, it was Rutherford
D. Hayes. Okay.
Who allowed this? Yeah, in 1878.
Oh yeah, I was talking about
Kids were rolling it on the Capitol lawn, and they were kicked off, booted off. Because that's a place for serious lawmaking. And Rutherford B. Hayes said, "Hey, come on down the street." And so the tradition kind of started then, and now it's kind of morphed into a much larger scale event. But like I said, it's fun. My son has attended a couple of times. With the weather today, I was kind of excited he may be growing out of it, and I didn't have to come stand in the rain, but it'll be a fun time.
Yeah, well, back in the day, if you get bored, you just look for the eggs hidden in President Hayes' beard.
There you go, yeah. Oh, yeah, he was like our last president with a big, full
beard. He had a massive beard.
Yeah, a really good-looking one. Yeah, I don't know if we've had another bearded president since then.
Yeah, he was after Grant, so maybe Hayes was the last one, yeah.
Might be the last one.
The is there anything going else going on in D.C. today, or is this the biggie?
Well, there is a lot going on in D.C. today. The president will do this morning. You know, we expect it could happen today, certainly early this week. Remember that Israeli delegation was supposed to come here to Washington, and then Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu scrapped that because of the U.S. not vetoing a U.N. ceasefire resolution. And then a day or two later said that it was back on. That is now probably going to be a virtual meeting, probably not a delegation coming to Washington, but everybody will kind of meet through the computer screen. We expect that to happen probably today or tomorrow. So look for that to be something that we follow very closely. Also on Friday, the president indicated that at some point this week, he will make the short trip over to Baltimore and kind of get a sense of what that recovery now is looking like at the Francis Scott Key Bridge. You know, Friday, the governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, took a boat out and kind of got an up-close view of the work that needs to be done. It is a massive undertaking, 9,000 tons of debris. They have brought in what's called the Chesapeake 1000. It is one of the largest cranes available on the eastern seaboard to kind of start removing these pieces. They have to break them apart. Everything's kind of got to be overseen by the Army Corps of Engineers to make sure that they don't have any other kind of structural damage, that there's no safety issues. There are still divers that are just trying to locate victims. But it is a massive undertaking and one that they're trying to work through as quickly as possible, because the priority right now is to get the Port of Baltimore back open. That is a major source of commerce for the Eastern Seaboard. More cars come into the U.S. from that port than anywhere else. Farm equipment comes into that port more so than anywhere else. And so they're trying to get that waterway back open and get that port back open as quickly as possible. So expect President Biden to probably get a firsthand look at what that effort is looking like this week as well.
Jared, thanks for your time. Have a great Easter Monday.
I will. Thank you.
That's Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live with us from the nation's capital, talking about the big White House Easter egg roll going on today. Thank you, Jared, for checking in with us. It's 8:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's see what's going on in sports. And we start out with JUCO women's basketball, the big national championship game tonight. Wrapping it up, whoever wins, wins the national title at the 49th annual National JUCO Tournament. This is in Casper, Wyoming this year. The number one team in the nation, undefeated Hutchinson Community College, taking on the defending national champions, number 3, Northwest Florida State. What a game. Northwest Florida with a record of 30-3. The Hutchinson women undefeated, 36-0. One win away from an undefeated season and a national title. And this is the fourth time in the last 13 years that the Lady Blue Dragons have made it to the championship game. They haven't won yet. Haven't won one. So Hutchinson women looking for their first national title in program history. Big game tonight, and that'll tip off at 7 o'clock in Casper, Wyoming, and it's nationally televised tonight on ESPNU if you want to watch that one. Out of the NFL in Dallas, a case over the weekend, police are looking for Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice, coming off, of course, a Super Bowl championship with the Chiefs not too long ago. Rice, there was a car accident Saturday evening in Dallas. At one point, the police were calling this a major accident involving multiple vehicles. One of the vehicles involved was a registered car, or it was a leased car, to Rashee Rice. So that car was involved in this wreck. It's unknown if Rice was involved or even in the vehicle at the time. Don't know. So Dallas police continue to look for Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice, as two of those cars who were involved with this accident left the scene. So this will be an ongoing story, obviously. It's Monday night, and that means it's time to check in with the Shocker coaches in baseball and softball. It's all first, we have the WSU Brian Green Baseball Show at 6 o'clock. Shocker baseball team coming off a 3-game sweep on the weekend. Hey, the Shocker baseball team in first place atop the American Conference right now. And then the WSU Christy Breadbender Show, softball show, 7 o'clock tonight. Those are over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And then after the coaches' shows, we'll join Royals Baseball in Progress for the road opener. The Royals are on the road in Baltimore, taking on the Orioles. And that'll be at 8 o'clock tonight. We'll join that one on KFH. The Royals are coming off a win yesterday on Easter Sunday. After not getting much going against the Twins in the first two games of the season, it was all Royals yesterday. 11-0 was the final score. The Royals avoid a sweep and hit 5 home runs along the way. On the mound, pitcher Brady Singer was really good. 7 innings, only give up 3 hits, no runs, 10 strikeouts. He also had Bobby Witt Jr. with 3 hits at the plate, a home run, a triple, and a single. Salvador Perez for the Royals drove in 4 of the 11 runs, and he had a 3-run home run. 13,000 were at the game in Kauffman Stadium yesterday on a beautiful Easter Sunday, and you heard the game yesterday on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Pro basketball in the NBA yesterday. The Los Angeles Lakers went on the road in Brooklyn, beat the Nets 116-104, starting at guard for the Lakers. Former Wichita State Shocker Austin Reeves, he was 5 of 7 shooting from two-point range on his way to 12 points, 7 rebounds, and a half dozen assists. The Lakers have won 6 of their last 7. They're in the number 9 spot in the Western Conference. And the Denver Nuggets win at home. The defending champs beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 130-101. Coming off the bench for the Nuggets, former Kansas Jayhawk Christian Brown made a couple of three-pointers on his way to 10 points and 6 rebounds. The Nuggets, the defending champs, clinch a playoff spot with that win. Snap a 2-game losing streak. The Nuggets right now the number 2 team in the Western Conference. That's sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides DSOX, a detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center, improves the lives they touch. 822 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have traffic and weather on the way and job loss because of electric vehicles. That's coming up next on the Sean Hannity Morning Minute. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 8:31. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Monday, April 1st. Currently in Wichita, we have some scattered mist in the area. It is 65 degrees. A 41-year-old woman from Wichita died after a crash at 47th Street South near Interstate 135 early yesterday afternoon. The car involved was westbound on 47th. A witness telling investigators the woman went from the left lane across the right lane and then hit a stoplight pole. A witness approached. The woman apparently was having difficulty breathing after the impact with the pole. And police believe it's very likely this was probably a medical issue that caused this crash that killed a Wichita woman yesterday. Israel has ended its two-week-long raid on a major hospital.
The first indications came from Palestinian civilians able to return to Al-Shifa Hospital in their hundreds, but greeted by the sight of dead bodies inside and out. As well as patients and medical staff, the facility has been used for shelter in devastated northern Gaza. The Israeli Defense Forces say they've completed what they call precise operational activity at Al-Shifa. We're told they killed large numbers of gunmen, seizing weapons and Hamas intelligence files. All done, officials insist, while preventing harm to civilians. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Kansas Highway Patrol troopers issuing tickets for drivers going more than 100 miles per hour on state highways. In McPherson County, a driver was cited going 112 miles per hour in a 75-mile-per-hour zone. Just in the last few weeks, drivers in the state have been issued tickets for speeds of 107, 104, and 100 miles per hour as well. A man from Hayesville sentenced to more than 3 years in prison, this for a crash that killed a Derby woman 3 years ago.
60-year-old Leroy Vandegrift pleaded guilty in January to involuntary manslaughter, driving under the influence, and failure to stop at an accident that happened in October of 21. The sheriff's office said a pickup driven by Vandegrift rear-ended a car on 63rd South between Broadway and Hydraulic and then left the scene. A short time later, he again lost control of his pickup, crashing head-on into another car driven by 26-year-old Anastasia Rooney, who died at the scene. Vandegrift was sentenced Friday to 34 months in prison, to be followed by 6 months in county jail. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A reminder to residents that a burn ban imposed by the state is going into effect starting today for the entire month of April. Open burn permits will not be issued during the month. No current permit holders will be allowed to conduct open burns after yesterday. Open burns may then resume once May gets here. That includes all open burning of any waste, including vegetation and wood waste, structures, or other material on any premises. And Sedgwick County is part of that ban, along with Butler, Cowley, and Marion counties. Grills, smokers, and fire pits are allowed during the month, but brush and tree limbs are not allowed to be burned. An Army veteran from Texas, and he's a seventh grade math teacher, changing his name to literally anybody else as he's going to run for president.
Else, formerly named Dustin Ebby, legally changed his name in January, looking for Americans to transcend the constraints of the status quo and embrace a bold vision for change. Else citing the need to break free from the current situation and demand something different, saying most humans are rational, moral beings driven by a sense of fairness and justice. He's looking for enough signatures to get on the general election ballot, but if not, he wants supporters to write his name, literally anybody else, under the neither option. A recent ABC Ipsos poll found 36% of respondents trust Trump to lead the country, 33% chose Biden, and 30% said they trust neither candidate. Win or lose, Ellis reportedly plans to change his name back to Dustin Ebby. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Today, it's April Fool's Day.
If you're into practical jokes and hoaxes, April 1st is your day, though be wary, you could fall victim to friends, family members, co-workers, even bosses at the place you work. And with April Fool's corporate marketing gimmicks, no one's immune, not even news outlets. Like that time in 2012 when a reporter tricked his California editor into printing a fake fishing story about a predator trout. It's not known where April Fool's comes from, with mere guesses that date back centuries. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
8:50 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A local business update from the Wichita Business Journal on the way, looking at finding great job candidates. All right, now it's time for three big things. One person on a motorcycle is dead after a crash at 47th South near Woodlawn, south of McConnell Air Force Base yesterday afternoon.
Two.
The Attorney General in Texas investigating Wichita's Spirit Aerosystems over the quality of its work on Boeing planes.
One.
Yesterday was the final full day at the emergency winter homeless shelter in Wichita, 21st and Grove, closing down for the year after breakfast this morning. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Well, taking a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cams out there, not seeing as heavy a traffic volume right now as we've had for the last couple of hours. So things are actually starting to look a little bit better out there. Once again, on the traffic cams, not really seeing the rain, but do expect with the spotted showers here in the area, you might get some wet patches on the roadways here and there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And our weather forecast here on the first day of the month. Warming up today, a high of 75 degrees on a mostly cloudy and breezy day. Then we have that low pressure approaching along with the cold front, possibly strong thunderstorms in the area early this evening, and maybe rain overnight too. Much cooler, a low down to 38 tonight. Still some rain showers early tomorrow, and then a windy and much cooler day tomorrow, a high only 56 on Tuesday. Currently in Wichita, we do have some scattered mist in the area, a breeze out of the south. It is 65 degrees. We're on our way to a high today, 75. That's your forecast, Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Coming up after Steve and Ted are finished is the Glenn Beck Program every weekday, 9 to 11 a.m. Guest special guest in the 10 o'clock hour, Daniel Cameron from the 1792 Exchange. He's the CEO, talking about Disney's ideological battle put into test this week. Glenn Beck program coming up from 9 to 11 next here on KNSS. 8:52, let's get a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Celebrating the first successful flight around the world this year, a member of the Classic Learjet Foundation, circumnavigating the globe on a Learjet, starting and ending its trip in the air capital. I'm sorry, I did not read that correctly. The first successful flight around the world was back in 1924. So that's why they're doing this year, is commemorating the 100th anniversary. Bart Gray owns Florida Air Ambulance Company, Global Jet Care. He's going to join three other pilots and a passenger, leaving about midnight coming up on a few days, on April 4th, and then they will fly back to Wichita's Dwight D. Eisenhower Airport 62 hours later. How about that? The 1988 Learjet, expected to be in the air slightly more than 54 hours, flying more than 20,000 nautical miles. Of course, when they did it back in 1924, it took 175 days and 74 stops. Now they can do it in 54 hours. The trip is scheduled to make stops in California, Hawaii, Marshall Islands, Palau, Singapore, India, Dubai, Egypt, Italy, Portugal, and Canada, and then back here to Wichita. The trip is helping raise money to restore the first Learjet sold to a customer back in 1964. William Lear produced that first business aircraft. It was a 6-to-8-seater back in 1963 here in Wichita. Innovative ways to find and attract great job candidates and then keeping them growing in their work. Those were the topics for the Wichita Business Journal's Talent Summit at WSU Tech recently. There were a couple of panels, one of talent attraction, the other on retention, offering ideas and best practices. Business Journal also got insight on talent attraction, especially from out of state, from Integra Technologies, Chelsea Ness in a fireside chat. And the most recent BizDoc podcast, the special guest was Kay Monk Morgan with the Business Journal. She offered an education perspective on talent and the challenges that companies are facing. And that is a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. 8:54 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS as we begin a new week, a new month. It is Monday, April 1st. It is April Fool's Day, and it's Easter Monday, coming off the Easter Sunday holiday yesterday. And we're keeping an eye on the weather. 75 today, only 56 tomorrow. About a 20-degree difference between today and tomorrow as the cold front will be coming through later. Might have possibly strong thunderstorms. Keep it here on Wichita Severe Weather Station for all that here on KNSS. Oh, I've still got a minute.
Well, 40 seconds, but
I'm only in the chair for one day this week, and I cannot. So I ended with a big flourish there, thinking I was done, and instead I've got another 40,
To be fair, was when the show ended, it would have been perfect.
It would have been great.
And now you had it down to the second.
And now I'm just filling time for 60 seconds.
It was right down to the second.
What a letdown.
Just a minute too early.
Well, it's a story of my life. Okay. Well, see, now I've lost all my mojo. I don't know what to say now because that was a big wrap-up.
Well, I'll do it again.
That seems so anticlimactic. Oh, boy. Well, that's my Monday. That's my Monday punishment. I have to be retrained every Monday because I'm not sure what I'm doing. All right. Thanks for being with us this morning. Right here with Steve and Ted in the morning. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Nailed it!
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up.
Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.